Mark Roberts, Community Foundation of Central Illinois, and Scott Witzig, who I don't know that I've actually seen in person for years.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen
you. Community Foundation of Morton. Good to see both of you fellas.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are all right. You're pretty good people. It's Community Foundation Week, right?
It is.
Foundation, or it's kicking off. Anyway.
Yeah, it's kicking off. Yeah, we're glad to be here.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we're glad to be here on the Greg and Dan Show to get a kickoff officially Community Foundation Week. It technically starts on Friday, but we're getting a jump on it because there's activities and things going on all week. But Community Foundation Week was really founded in 1989 by then-President Bush, really with the simple effort of recognizing the contributions that community foundations make in their respective communities. And we're talking about one of the fastest-growing nonprofit segments out there. Nearly 1,000 community foundations throughout the United States today, focusing on the quality of life of the things that go on in our respective communities.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The great part about a community foundation, government does play a role, but government doesn't know the community. You are very efficient in getting the money to the right places.
Yeah, it's at the heart of our work. And, you know, a neat thing about a community foundation is that we're a neutral entity. You guys have probably heard me describe us as Switzerland in the past.
Sure.
Because,
yeah.
You know, it's all about the quality of life in the community and how we can positively impact it. And that could be in regards to hunger issues or mental health or education or scholarships for kids and on and on and on. It's right. Very positive.
How long has your group been around?
We've been around, this is our 36th year.
And what about the Morton Group?
We've been around since 2000.
Yeah. What was the emphasis, the impetus to start it?
So in Morton?
Yeah.
In Morton, it was started by Mr. Phil Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Who
had
heard of community foundations in other areas and thought Morton should have one as well.
Nice.
And so he gathered a bunch of friends and started up the foundations.
We're going to go for you to you, Mr. Witzig, for the numbers. Give me some numbers that are going to blow my mind. Give me something.
So Mark and I both live in Morton, and so he's the director of the Community Foundation Central Illinois, and I'm here in Morton. We work together, not only actually work together, but also we pool our investments together. And
oh.
So between the two organizations, we have about $78 million invested permanently for the future of our communities. Grants last year, about $5.5 million in our area. And total grants since inception, about $106 million. Those are obviously the figures combined with the
two
organizations.
But think about that. Over $100 million in the last number of years goes quietly. I think, you know, I know you guys are kind of keep it under the radar just a little bit. That's who you both are. And the organizations are. And the boards are, right? You're not shouting it from the mountaintops. But I think we should. You know what I mean? I think we should tell people.
We need the Community Foundation All-Stars.
Yeah, the billboard. Big billboard. The rundown every day. I mean, that's amazing. That's an amazing number.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the idea is, it's great that is my colleague and friend Scott is here with me today, because it's about collaboration, and it's not just between community foundations. We talk all the time about how the community can continue to collaborate better.
Right.
Nonprofits working together and all organizations working together. It's the wave of the future. It's what we're going to have to do as a community, and we're glad to demonstrate that.
Well, you're at the heart of the money part of it and the heart part of it, too. I mean, there's a love in there, right? There's a love of community involved in all those numbers, right?
It's, you know, you've heard me say live here, give here, and that's what our work is about, no doubt.
Yeah.
We have the best job that you could have. We get to work with donors who have a passion about some charitable cause or charity in our community and help them set up a permanent source of revenue for that cause.
And then make it and then see it to fruition
right. And
get to the end result. That's a good job.
How many people though are like very quiet about it? Look, I don't want anyone to know. I just want to help. Is there a certain segment that are like that?
Yeah, we and Mark has probably examples like that, but we received a gift of $1,250,000 from a couple that didn't want any recognition for that gift and put it to work for some beautiful things.
God
in our,
bless
wow,
them, man. Real quick, Mark, in less than a minute, transfer of wealth is an issue that I know is a big deal for you guys.
Fascinating topic. You're going to hear a lot more about it in 2022 as community foundations work on it. But a recent study has shown that here in the Central Illinois area, over $15 billion in generational wealth is going to transfer within the next 10 years. Foundations like ours are focused on how do we keep a portion of that in our community permanently, to continue to promote what our community is going to need in the future.
That's a good question.
So that's at the heart of what community foundations are working on. You'll hear more next year.
All right. Your website, I know, is communityfoundationci.org, but I don't know yours.
MartinCommunityFoundation.org.
Go to both of those. Check them out. Do your best. Mm-hmm. And live here, give here. Both guys would agree with that.